We'll move on. Do we have those here to testify on House Bill 1299? Yes. House Bill 1299 is an act to change the definition and venue of perjury prosecutions and to provide for the verification of certain information on certain state applications or other documents.
Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen of the committee, my name is Brent Wilbur. I'm a registered lobbyist for the Office of the Governor. House Bill 1299 will do two things. One, it will change the law in South Dakota to the way that I and I think many other people who've practiced criminal law thought it was all along. And two, it will make stable the issuance of state documents with regard to executing those documents under penalty of perjury. Last year I was involved in a case in which a person clearly committed perjury at that person's deposition. There were actually two actions pending at the time. One was in state court and one was in federal court, and I could have chosen to take the deposition in either action. The matter was referred to the Attorney General for prosecution, and when the Attorney General's office looked into it, they found that unbeknownst to anybody, perjury as a matter of the common law, not statutory law, but of the common law, can only be prosecuted in the court in which it was committed. In other words, if you give a if you commit perjury in a deposition and the action happens to be venued in federal court, it could not be prosecuted in the state courts of the state of South Dakota, which was totally different than I had known. So House Bill 1299 corrects that and makes it clear that if you lie under oath in South Dakota, if you commit perjury in South Dakota, you can be prosecuted in the courts of the state of South Dakota, which I say is exactly the way that I think most people thought it was. Section 2 clarifies venue in perjury actions, and Section 3, which is actually, which also deals with perjury, was actually sought by the Department of Commerce. Right now, we have all sorts of state documents that people sign under penalty of perjury. Some are notarized, some are not. There are numerous statements and forms that are used in it. Quite frankly, it's quite confusing. But Section 3 states that if you are going to obtain any benefit or privilege from the state of South Dakota, if the form says, I declare and affirm under the penalties of perjury that this claim has been examined by me and to the best of my knowledge and belief is in all things true and correct, you have signed that form or claim under penalty of perjury, and if you are committing perjury, you could be prosecuted for it. It just clarifies, once again, all the state forms, and the state will be moving to, if this bill passes, will be moving to have all state forms for various benefits and privileges apply to that. That's all I have to say, but I'd be happy to entertain any questions. I think there may be one other person who signed up as a proponent.
Are there any questions of Mr. Wilbur? Any questions? If not, thank you very much, Mr. Wilbur. Are there any further proponents of House Bill 1299?
Once again, I'm Tony Sanchez, Chief Legal Counsel for the Department of Social Services, and with that social services hat on, we obviously support this bill because we have a lot of forms. A lot of different things on them, and we actually had some other bills talking about removing witnesses off a form that we had, and we do that because, as you know, the state's going electronic. People are going to be able to make applications to the Department of Social Services electronically. They're not going to be able to notarize them electronically, so we're going to have that phrase right on there, and they can electronically sign the form, and if in fact they lied to us, at least we know we can prosecute them for perjury, prosecute them for welfare fraud too, but at least that's out there and you have some credibility with that form, so we'll support this bill.
Senator Hulick.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have a question on page two.
Mr. Sanchez, I think Senator Hulick has a question.
Of you. I think you can answer it. On page two, the very last line, found on line 8. In addition to any penalties for perjury, administrative remedy may include loss of benefits or privileges. What's that mean?
Well, as far as the department is concerned, if in fact an individual files a false claim under our rules, you in fact can be denied those benefits.
Mr. Chairman?
Senator Hulick.
Well, one would certainly think so. So why do you need this language?
I didn't put that language in.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I'm. My apologies. I thought you. I thought it
no,
was your.
No, I didn't draft it this time. Oh. But I don't have any objection to that. I mean, it's like basically giving people notice. Now, You may be subjected to that, but then there are other rules you're going to have to look at. In other words, not all benefits you'll lose them just because that form's on there. In fact, our forms, they'll tell you that too. That, you know, in this, and we do that because, as you know, the almighty federal government tells us that you must do this. And in fact, if we don't take them off the benefit, or we don't try to collect the the benefits that we gave them, we in fact end up losing that money, and it comes out of state dollars. I mean, there's a whole process that happens. So if we're ordered to collect it, or they have to lose their benefits, at least this advises them that that's a possibility. But it's not necessarily so in every case for every application.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
May include. Yeah. Any further questions?
Mr. Chairman, maybe Mr. Wilbur could just very quickly explain the requirement of that language to me.
Mr. Wilbur, would you like to address that final sentence?
Section 3 was put on in the House committee, so I can claim no authorship on that. And I want to make it clear I was not the author of it, of Section 3. I looked at it for the first time this morning. I frankly don't think it fits there. And so I think if you wanted to delete the last sentence, that would be considered a friendly amendment. This came out of the House on the consent calendar. I don't think it's very controversial, but I do think that probably that doesn't need to be there in the criminal code.
Mr. Chairman, I would really tend to agree, and if it's timely, I would make that motion right now.
You're making it,
if you would allow that motion.
Yes.
I would move to amend 1299 to delete the very last sentence of the bill, starting on line 8 of page 2.
Moved and seconded. The discussion. All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, that is deleted. I'll entertain a motion. Moved to pass by Ketzel. Seconded by Bogue. Discussion? Not all those. The Secretary will call roll.
Bogue?
Aye.
Aye. Ketzel?
Aye.
Boston?
Aye.
Moore?
Aye.
Dugard?
Aye.
68.2.
We have a suggestion of consent? Consent is moved and seconded. Any objection to going on the consent calendar? None? House Bill 1299, without the due pass recommendation, and onto the consent calendar.